last year at the CAA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That is right. I wasn't at Mason at the time, was I, Chris? I don't think we either were. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You came in when I was there, we were freshmen.
All right, well, we know they're in the CBI now, and, you know, on Wednesday they have their first game against Loyola at 7 p.m. from the Eagle Bank Arena. So what are your expectations for that game, and specifically, and then for the Mason prospects in this tournament?
I'm going to be a little honest. I haven't done my full scouting report on Loyola. But, I mean, I've looked at their roster. I've looked at their schedule. I mean, this is going to be a game that it has the potential for Mason to just smoke them.
Right. Game. Especially at home.
They're shy. Their post players aren't as strong as what Mason has seen in the Atlantic 10 the past couple of games. So it's going to be a lot like how Mason had in that 9-game winning streak. It's going to be a lot of that. But I'm expecting maybe a 10-15-point win by the Patriots in the first round. I'm not jinxing them or anything. It's just that's what I see. Loyola in the season, they're 15-16 in the Patriot League. Right. Also, I mean, Patriot League, Coach Paulson, he went to coach the Bucknell, so he has these Loyola Greyhounds.
Hint, hint.
He has them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
So
inside stuff.
I'm not expecting, and they lucked out in their entire quarter because, I mean, they faced the winner of Hampton and Coastal Carolina. All three of those teams in Mason's section of the draw, if you will, is a 16-team tournament. They were all in the middle pack of their leagues, which Mason was as well, but I hold the Atlantic 10 a whole lot higher ground than the Patriot League and the MEAC and Sun Belt. But Mason lucked out compared to the rest of the bracket.
Oh, for sure. I saw a couple reports saying that's basically this tournament is going to be down between Mason and George Washington. So it's going to be a battle of the Georges.
Well, we remember the last time Mason met George Washington, they got plummeted in D.C. I believe it was by 20-plus points.
But I mean, this is a new game.
Right.
This is a new game, new tournament.
All right. Last question before we let you go, Tyler. Let's talk about the NCAA tournament. March Madness upon us. We got to ask you your picks for this upcoming NCAA tournament. Who do you see making the Final Four, and who do you got winning it all?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot here.
I did.
I haven't pulled out my bracket entirely yet. But obviously, Villanova, they're going to be a favorite.
Right.
I mean, when it comes down to it, they're the odds on favorite to win again. It's just I don't see anyone beating the Wildcats. In the West, as I'm pulling up the bracket right now on my computer, that one's going to be a fun one to watch, of course, with Gonzaga, Notre Dame, West Virginia, Florida State, and Arizona. That's just going to be an all-out battle, if you will. And any team could come out of there. If I'm going to guess, I would say Notre Dame because they're hitting their peak on the season at the right time. And you can even say Arizona, put that as an Elite Eight matchup. Sorry, Gonzaga. I mean, I love them. I think they rightfully deserve that number one seed as they did all they had to do this season.
Right.
But it's just there are some really good teams. And with Notre Dame falling in that spot of the bracket, that's just how it plays out. Looking over to the Midwest, I mean, obviously Kansas, Oregon, Louisville. Look at those Louisville Cardinals. They've been kind of underappreciated this season with their play. I mean, the AC has been dominant. It's hard to say that an ACC team has been underrated this year. But in terms of how they have been this season, they've had some great wins. Their losses have all been close. And they can make a run if they get it right together, but they just have a gauntlet. If they can get to that first gauntlet of either the winner of Michigan or Oklahoma State, and then they're probably going to face Oregon in a Sweet 16. I mean, that's just back-to-back matchups of just absolutely destroying these Cardinals. If they can get through that stretch right there, I think they could go all the way and even contend with Villanova for that national championship. And then, let's see, the South. I mean, obviously, North Carolina, Kentucky are the two favorites. If you want an upset, I'm just going to throw out there, I think Cincinnati's going to beat UCLA and going into the Sweet 16.
Wow.
I think that's
Lonzo Ball. That's Lonzo Ball's squad. You got him losing. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, they just don't play defense.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Someone put a stat, and it was in regards to UVA, because you know how Virginia, they play a real good defensive side. They don't let them score points. I believe they're allowing like 55 points on the year per game, which is just insane if you think about that, especially in the ACC of all conferences. But it's like the four out of the top 40 teams scoring-wise in the NCAA, made the NCAA tournament. 14 of the top defensive 40 teams in the NCAA made the NCAA tournament. So there are two things to look at when you are filling out your bracket, and it's good to everybody. Look at the guard play and look at the defense, because that's who's going to be the players at the end of the day. And at just UCLA, they don't play defense that great. They're too inconsistent offensively. And if UCLA can't score, they're going to lose the game.
I have to agree.
I'll just put UNC there. So, sorry, I didn't answer the question.
Oh, okay. Yeah, UNC there. You got UNC winning it? You said Villanova's winning it all, actually. Okay. I'm actually going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say the Kentucky Wildcats. For one reason only. I think Malik Monk is going to go on a streak that Kemba Walker and similarly Buddy Hield didn't get the job done, but a type of tournament similar to those two guys had in the past when they were having sensational seasons in college, because I see him having that type of impact and he can explode on a game. And I remember when he had 40-plus earlier on in the year against North Carolina, two top 10 ranked teams in the country, and he just, oh my God. He's something special to me, and I see him having a huge impact. But that's just me. Who am I? I'm a novice when it comes to the college game. But I definitely agree with all your points saying that, about college basketball and how UVA is a factor because of the way they play defense. And I always say this about college compared to the pros. College is more of a coach's game. Pros is more of a player's game. So I see that being a big factor.
Yeah, I agree with that completely as well.
All right, DJ Chris, do you have a prediction before I let Tyler go on?
For the tournament, I'm going to go with UConn.
They're not.
I know. It shows you how much I pay attention to college basketball. You knew that. I don't watch. See, this is the thing. He knows I don't pay attention. It's not that
any
I don't like it.
Other
I just.
Team.
I just the only team that came
I'm sorry,
mind.
Tyler. Last time he was watching college basketball, when UConn did win the NCAA tournament title in 2011 when Kemba Walker
won. I called it.
That was the only time. Me and you both called it.
Yes.
So that's fantastic.
I truly apologize about this, but he just put me on the spot because he knows I wasn't going to answer it correctly.
All right, Tyler, any last few words before I let you go?
I know, that's all I got. Thanks for having me on. Glad to see you guys are having success on WERA. Glad to see Patriots getting it done professionally.
Absolutely, man. Mason Nation,
appreciate
man.
It.
We got to keep the pack going. We got to catch up soon. Catch up sometime, my man. Well, it was good talking to you.
Yep, you too. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, man. Take it easy. All right, you're listening to Tyler Byam, who is a CityCent Mid-Atlantic digital freelancer, and he is also a Mason basketball beat writer for GiantKiller.co, student-run organization, columnist.
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good when we talk to alumni.
Pretty good.
I don't know why. It's just like, yeah, I'm an alumni too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like something
like I put you on the spot.
It's not fair. It's not fair because you know that I don't watch college basketball like that. You know I don't watch college sports like that. And I actually did my homework, so I sound smart.
But listen. There is something that are like events, you know, like the Super Bowl is like an event. You know what
okay.
I mean? The March Madness is an event. So even for those non-sports fans, and you consider yourself a sports fan, right?
Of course.
Sure you're like a level above the bottom feeders. You're supposed to at least know that the brackets are out.
Trust me.
I personally haven't filled out a bracket.
I know the brackets are out. But I've just been so busy with like my other... My